A team of researchers from Massachusetts and California has come up with a way to extract water from thin air, literally. We asked NPR science correspondent Joe Palca to investigate.
Even in Death Valley, one of the driest places in the United States, you are still surrounded by millions of gallons of water.
Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink.
And where is all that water? Well, it's in the air right above your head. Even relatively dry desert air contains tons of water. The problem is it's hard to get at. But researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the University of California, Berkeley, think they can change all that. Evelyn Wang is a professor of mechanical engineering at MIT. She and her colleagues built a water extraction device based on a material called a MOF, a mixture of metal and organic molecules. MOF powders are porous, so they soak up water like a sponge. And not just liquid water. The MOF Wang uses can soak up water vapor until it completely saturates the MOF.
Once you kind of achieve that maximum amount, what you do is you apply some type of heat to the system to release that water.
And once the water is released, you can collect it and drink it. There are other compounds that can suck water from the air, but Wang says it takes a significant amount of energy to get those materials to release their water. Not so with a MOF device.
The amount of energy required is very low.
In a prototype Wang has built, the energy you need to heat the system comes from sunlight. No external power supply needed. As they report in the journal Science, Wang and her colleagues tested their prototype on the roof of a building at MIT, and it worked great. But it's just a prototype. It only used a fraction of an ounce of the MOF powder.
And so the amount of water that we've shown is also pretty small.
Wang says according to her calculations, a full-sized system using about 2 pounds of MOF powder could deliver close to 3 quarts of water per day. And she expects scaling up the prototype won't be all that expensive. She says MOFs are a relatively new material.
But there are companies that already make various MOFs at very large bulk scales.
So someday, if you're wandering through the desert parched, you may be able to wet your whistle with a new fangled water collector. Joe Palca, NPR News.